Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I also see that it's Self-Injury Awareness Day, so be aware that you can hurt yourself.
Yep. Yes, you can.
Be careful.
Speaking of hurting yourself, it's National Wedding Planning Day.
Yep.
Sorry.
Sense a tone there, Craig.
Yep.
Well, it's gonna end horribly with a lot of you. Not all of you.
Well, 50%.
It's not quite 50.
It's high when it's second marriages.
So, yes.
Yeah, because people say, I can do this pretty easily. I'll just jettison this one.
And it's National Peanut Butter Lovers Day.
All right.
So it's a day for your dogs.
Yep. Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Don't call Todd. He's great. Busy this afternoon.
Humans can eat peanut butter too, Craig.
Yeah, that's not as much fun.
No, you're right.
Again, we all have dogs. I'm the guy. I'm the guy with the peanut butter.
Yeah.
I'm the only one in possession of peanut butter.
We all got big heads, too, but Tyler's the one that we call Buckethead.
That's a good point, Puss. Thank you.
You know, I mean, we all get saddled with something.
Craig's got a regular-sized head, and so does Nick. But Puss and Todd's got big noggins, too.
I mean, I don't shop at BigHats.com or anything, but, you know.
Yeah, but I've tried your hats on. They're big.
They are.
And Todd's got a big noggin,
too. They're sizable.
But you're right. I got the big head. Your dogs like peanut butter on your junk. Or leg.
Yeah, I think I'd rather own the big head than be the bestiality guy.
Yeah, well, that's not really bestiality. Puss is the bestiality guy. One farm, bestiality.
No farm.
Right there.
There wasn't even a farm.
Not
no
sure
livestock.
What your point is.
Yeah. No nothing.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my burden to bear. So.
Right.
So peanut butter and the dog.
Well, and all those animals
considered bestiality.
I would consider it bestiality.
It's at least foreplay.
Well, where's the peanut butter?
Well, you know where it is.
Okay, so yeah, there's.
So when your dog goes, oh, that's a penis.
I have to think it'd be disturbing if your dog sounded like
right.
that. If it sounded like Tyler,
it'd be like Brian the dog. Yeah.
Right.
So
that might be a mood.
That's
killer.
A good point, Todd. I'm guessing if it's for sexual gratification, technically it would be bestiality.
I would think,
but
so.
I would think more what Puss on the Farm is more bestiality.
No farm.
Right.
That's like full fledged bestiality.
Right. Right.
When you're pitching.
Pitching. Yeah. When you're pitching, it's yeah.
Yeah, you're just it's one sided gratification for
right.
you.
Yeah. Or I suppose you.
You're not even giving.
In extreme cases, you could be catching. We've
oh, yeah.
read and
yeah.
heard of
yeah.
that before.
Yeah, yeah,
that doesn't
yeah.
usually end well for
no.
people in those stories.
Tom yeah. Dustin showed me a video that's haunted me for the rest of my life.
I believe all of that.
Yeah, I've seen them. I've seen a couple movies back in the day that haunted me, too.
Just the noise stuck with
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Oh.
He definitely seems like a type of guy that would say, here, check this out.
Oh, yeah.
And would just have it right there on his phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 4 seconds that have haunted me since.
4 seconds.
Wow. I mean, I know some women that have said that. But...
the 4 seconds yeah, have but, haunted me forever.
Usually it was followed by 9 months.
Yeah.
A new study now published in the open access medical journal Curious investigated the link between chocolate eating frequency and interest in sex. Now, overall, men showed a slightly higher interest in sex than women.
Overall, probably, yeah, I would think so.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly higher, yeah.
But women ate significantly more chocolate per week than men. The researchers then used the amount of chocolate consumed each week to predict interest in sex. They did not find any relationship between the two variables in men. However, women who ate chocolate more often reported significantly less interest in having sex.
Because chocolate is the gratification?
You're not far off on that one, oddly enough.
Yeah, I would think so.
They could suggest that eating a lot of chocolate decreases interest in sex in women. Other explanations are possible. For example, women who have a personality disposition for low interest in sex might be more interested in chocolate for some reason, but the link is largely unclear. They suggest that eating chocolate might stimulate the production of the neurotransmitters of serotonin and dopamine.
So you don't need the sex.
And these chemicals also involved in the brain activity related to sex. So they think that chocolate might cause a bit of a satisfaction that could substitute for that satisfaction that you are looking for from having sex.
Chocolate bar better than sex. This is better than sex. That kind of stuff. I got it. Right.
Well, no, not necessarily better. They're just hitting the same neurotransmitters and the same chemicals are being used, floating around in your gourd.
Got it.
So there's that.
So quit buying chocolate, guys. Is that what you're saying?
Guys can have all the chocolate.
Don't keep it around that it's not available to your woman.
Yeah.
So she has to come to you for that.
Right. She's over there squatting on an Easter bunny. You
deny her that chocolate.
How are you supposed to eat it?
You deny her the chocolate, so she comes to get the sugar.
Yeah, it's weird because giving chocolate is seen as a romantic gesture.
It is.
And it results in not getting laid
as often. You can live next to Area 51. Sounds like a good idea sometimes.
Yeah.
A cattle ranch is selling right next to there. Sits right beside the top secret military base in Nevada, where some people think the UFOs and the aliens are hanging out.
What actually goes on there? Is there testing?
They don't. Well, keep in mind that for years they didn't even tell you that it existed.
Right.
Yeah. You think there is a place like that, but it's completely different than Area 51 now because everybody's on to.
Well, people say, people in the crowd.
And Area 51 is just a distraction?
Yeah.
Yeah, the people in the crowd who were saying that they were there at Area 51 say that at some point, they've got a year, they got moved to somewhere else. So Area 51 is no longer the thing, but there is a different one wherever that is. I forget what it is.
Well, there are people that work in these places, and they don't live there on campus. They get bussed in, so they know where it's at. People know where it's at.
Well, and it's a very large area that doesn't show up on maps.
Right.
You can find that large area, too.
Yeah.
You can't even get the satellite image on Google Maps?
They won't give it to you. It's illegal.
Well, I'm curious to see what comes up, because it's not that far out of Vegas, is it?
No, it's not. You see the fences around there. No, you see a big fence around there. We know it's exactly like Independence Day.
Has to be.
We know it is. You know.
Yeah, there's scientists with wild hair.
Yeah, and there's tubes with the aliens in them. And they got an old ship that they're still trying to look at.
That's what I picture.
I do, too.
So this is an 80-acre ranch that you can live on right next to Area 51.
Yeah.
I believe it is the ranch that has the, what people who are into this know as the famous mailbox. There is a mailbox that is out in the middle of nowhere, and it used to belong to this farm and the people that own it, and too many of the alien hunters were messing with that particular mailbox, so they moved the mailbox much closer to the house.
Got it. All right. They expected people to get, aliens were sending mail there?
Yeah.
They're getting collection notices?
Yeah. I got a package from Uranus.
Yeah.
Right here.
I'm somewhat amused. Queen, the group.
Yeah.
Their drummer, Roger Taylor, has a 20-foot statue of Freddie Mercury in his garden.
Okay.
Well,
that's huge.
Did someone give it to him and he just put it there? Or he didn't have it commissioned or anything? Yeah.
No, he did
I guess
not
that
have
makes it a little less weird.
Or is it like a chia pet? And it just grew. Big furry, Freddie Mercury.
Misses his friend, And
it was originally outside a theater in London where the musical We Will Rock You was held back in 2014. They apparently said, we don't need it anymore. And asked Roger Taylor if he wanted to. Yeah, sure, and stuck it in his backyard.
Yeah, what the hell, man? Probably has a
nice. That's weird, though.
A little bit.
A little.
Because he knows him as just his friend.
Yeah. My buddy.
And not a superhero that he was, obviously.
Exactly.
Probably auction that off to a fan for big money.
I read that that they got together with Adam Lambert recently and started recording some new music.
Oh, I don't think that's the case.
Well, apparently it didn't go well, and they're thinking about doing it again later. That's what I heard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was a story I read. They tried and just weren't happy with what they came out with.
Yeah, they weren't, from what I understand.
That statue would be creepy. If you're like looking out your window at night and you get a 20-foot statue just in the dark.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm guessing he has a pretty decent size estate somewhere. You know what I mean? It's not like he has a condo and it's right outside his window.
Yeah, he's just staring at his window.
These guys, the guys from Queen are worth hundreds of millions of dollars, you know.
But would you want a 20-foot statue of Craig in your yard?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sure.
Who wouldn't?
Go out and worship the Craig.
Right.
Yeah. Only if he's dead.
I don't think I like your attitude on this one.
Only if he's dead.
Like 8 or 9 feet, maybe.
Thank you.
Only if he's dead. Now would be creepy.
Yeah, that's the assumption that he's
now
dead.
Now I could have Craig in my yard for
exactly.
a price.
I'll stand there and not move.
Well, if we knew where, if we knew where he lived.
Well, you will eventually.
Well, Craig would be creeped out if you did that now. Hey, come check out my garden. What do you think of this? It's you. It's huge. 20 feet. Homeowners Association is pissed.
Yeah, the neighbors might not like it. Who's that? That's Craig. Oh, did he die? No, he's just a... I just leave him every day.
We had an extra statue of him.
Every day at 10, I leave him, and I miss him.
We saved money on the bronze because there's no ass.
You could use it as a scarecrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
I think it'd be a scare neighbors.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Something to keep the rabbits away.
Yeah. You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
An Australian free diver.
There he's just a free diver.
Yeah,
but I don't know where this is from.
True.
Has shared a picture of a bizarre penis-shaped creature on Facebook.
Oh, is this like an eel-looking thing?
Kinda.
Yeah, I think I saw it.
Biologists say that it is a priapulida. A type of unsegmented worm that resides at the bottom of the ocean, according to Earth Life. And it is named after Priapos, the Greek god of male generative power.
I heard that.
Yeah. Is that where we get the term priapism?
That's yes.
Gotta be.
It discharges its eggs and sperm into the sea, according to encyclopedia.com.
From the tip?
Yep.
I'm putting up a link right now.
Only when the fish gets excited, or is it just
the dong worm?
Yeah.
Yes. Some people call it a doppelwanger.
Oh, that's fun to say.
I was amused by that.
I do like the word doppelwanger.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. I did just want to say that.
Yeah, this link calls it the sea penis, and that's pretty much what it looks like. You can check it out, Facebook and Twitter. The link's up.
I see penis.
So this dude was just diving and he discovered it?
It's not. No, he didn't discover it. These are out there. He just showed a picture to everybody.
He went looking for it, what he did.
Yeah. Yeah, he just showed a picture.
He knew where to look.
Yeah. Looks like it's circumcised.
Let me check that out then.
Oh, the one I saw looked like it was uncut.
Oh, that's a penis. And by the way, it's pre-ribbed for her pleasure, too. Look at that. All the way down.
Hope you got that.
I did. Yeah. I did. I didn't like the tone of disgust in his voice, though.
No, it sounded more excited to me.
Yeah,
I think it was a little scared.
Yeah, it sounded like that's what I'm looking for.